Okay, I'm going to call us to order. I have 9:43, and we are in our morning session. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Salkehatchee. Welcome to Salkehatchee. Let's see, I can never get this straight. West Campus. I've only been doing it 7 years. Welcome to the Low Country. Hope you had a pleasant drive. We are going to launch right into things, but I know we have a busy agenda, so I'd wanted to throw out some words of thank you since this is my last day as chair, one way or another. I told somebody, if Ernest doesn't take the gavel, I'm going to put the gavel on eBay, because somehow or another I'm getting rid of it. But I wanted to thank my executive committee officers this year. Henny cannot be with us, but Ernest, Brian, Chris, thank you very much. You guys have been delightful to work with and a hardworking team. The chairs of standing committees, Kajal, Elen, and Jason, I appreciate your commitment and all the extra work that you guys put in, much appreciated. Wanted to thank all of you for being senators. I know it's a serious commitment, especially when you are driving all the way from Union or Columbia or wherever. And you know, it's a nice reminder of your commitment when you're driving for 3 hours, as I know very well. Thank you very much for putting in all that work. Jean Carano lives up to her reputation as the person who keeps your head screwed on straight. Thank you so much for doing that this year. And I have two special thank yous I want to throw out to Andy Yingst. It has really been a pleasure to work with you, and he's an ideas man, and thank you. Well, maybe he's the guy who makes sure that you have valid ideas, you know, but something along those lines. And then, without being too grovelly and gross, super thanks to Susan and Chris. You guys are warm, respectful people and a pleasure to work with, and I've really enjoyed my time doing it. So thank you very much. I'm not going to start crying until later, so we're going to get started. Busy day, and I'm going to begin by asking to hear from our Chancellor, Dr. Elkins.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Well, good morning, everybody. And isn't it a great day to be in the sunny Low Country in South Carolina today? I think it's most appropriate that we begin by extending thanks to Dean Carmichael, along with our senators from USC Salkehatchee, all the faculty and staff for their gracious hospitality in hosting us today. So it's such a privilege to be here with you for the meeting. So let's please show our appreciation by giving a round of applause to Dean Carmichael and the campus. Now, Tom and I really didn't compare scripts, but the next few things I'm going to say will actually be back at you, Tom, basically, because the first thing I always want to do in making remarks is to thank each of you as members of the Senate for your outstanding leadership and service in your work on the Senate. I mean, we all know that this is hard work. Like Tom said, you're traveling around. I know from Lancaster to here this morning, you left at 6:30, and it's vice versa if we're going the other direction, and then all points there in between. So in addition to the travel, again, you're representing all of the faculty of Palmetto College, and for that, I'm most grateful, and I know your colleagues are very grateful. And it's just truly such a privilege to work with all of you as we continue to serve students with pathways that provide greater access, affordability, and flexibility in completing our degrees. And just in chatting with some of you this morning, I know that's what drives every one of us in this room, is serving students in a way that helps them meet their needs. And you know, all of our students are not those people who come to Columbia at 18. But we are so blessed to be able to serve students all around this state with our campuses and our online programs. And then as we conclude this last meeting of the year, I want to also add what a privilege it's been to work with Tom as chair. You've been a delight to work with from our very first luncheon back last summer as we talked about the year till today, and I know that working relationship will continue. It's been just truly a pleasure to work with you. as it has been to work with the members of the entire executive committee. All of you have been just a delight to work with, and you've done so many good things that impact all of our campuses. To Andy, the faculty manual liaison, oh gosh, if any of you don't have any idea what heavy lifting that is, keeping our manual up to date and with all the little nuances is such a huge job, and Andy has done that with such dignity and grace and has been great to help keep us on track. It's all those little minor changes that can really sneak up on you, but he's done such a good job with that. And then also to Jean Carano, who just moved out of her chair. She was right there when I got up. But I think one of the best things that we've been able to do working together with the Senate and the administration was to realize how important it was to have somebody in a position to serve the Senate and to help us with all the academic issues. And I think we were so blessed to have Jean apply for that job and to have the committee have the wisdom to select her, and she is phenomenal in everything that she does. So with that said, I'd like to ask all the members of the executive committee and the faculty manual liaison, everybody to stand up just a minute. Jean's already standing up, and Dr. Nesmith for his work. Please give this group a round of applause for their leadership. All right, let me give you a brief update on about six items. I'll try to be quick, and then we'll move forward. First, as always, I'm delighted to share positive news on spring semester 2017 enrollment. Overall headcount enrollment for the campuses was 3,956, almost 4,000, and that's up 1.62% from last spring. Last spring, we had some tremendous increases. We were up almost in the double digits. So it's great to continue that trend by being up 1.62% from last spring for headcount. And amazingly, our FTE enrollment was exactly the same number as it was last spring. Now, I keep wondering if the folks in institutional research made a mistake or something, because FTE was 2,674 last spring and this spring, so we were flat. But let me tell you how that compares to the other USC campuses, because I think you'll be very pleased. The increase in headcount was the largest headcount increase of all the USC campuses, with Columbia having an increase of 1.16%, and the comprehensive campuses having a decrease of 2.27%. So we led the pack in headcount, and that's always a great place to be. I think you join me in always wanting to be at the top of the list, not at the bottom. So wonderful to have that headcount increase. And then from the FTE perspective, Columbia had an increase of 0.68, so less than 1%, and the comprehensives again had a decrease of 0.32. And so our headcount was the top of the list, our FTE was in the middle of the list, and then finally, our enrollment in Palmetto College Online was up 13.7% from 751 last year to 854 this year. And we're really trying diligently to hit the 1,000 mark by next year. So every year we've increased about 100 every semester. So that's over 100 increase this year from 751 to 854, and we're aiming for that 1,000 mark. And of course, just like you with the campuses, that's all the while that we're graduating lots of students too. So trying to fulfill that enrollment pipeline. Point number two, regarding the financial health of the campuses. And you all know that I always talk about enrollment and money, because those two things go hand in hand and they're really the bottom line of our health and well-being. So you'll be pleased to know that we've had budget meetings focusing on year-end projections as well as budget building for 2018 with all the campuses and the units, and everybody is projecting balanced budgets at year-end. So it's always good to feel like we're continuing to improve our financial stability, because we all know that's just critical for all of our campuses and for everything that we do. Number three, tenure and promotion. The files have been submitted to the Office of the Provost for review. We had four candidates for T and P, along with three for promotion only to full professor. So once the files are reviewed by the provost and the president, the final decisions will be made, and then the board will give their approval at their June meeting of the Board of Trustees. Item number four, the IT directors, along with the deans and the academic deans, we're all working to assess the ITV classrooms and the status. We've heard several people say that the ITV equipment is not working as well as it should work for faculty and for students. So we have our IT team trying to look at how much those rooms are being used, at what can be done to actually maybe more utilize the rooms, but also to make sure that if you go in to teach a class, you and your students all have a really good experience. So we're working on that this summer and just want to keep you updated on that. Now, my last couple of items relate to the SACS report and to planning for the future in Palmetto College. So this year was the SACS fifth year interim report for USC Columbia, and of course that includes the Palmetto College campuses. And the report was submitted March 17th of 2017, so less than a month ago, the SACS fifth year interim report was submitted. It's now being reviewed by the off-site committee. So at the five-year point, you don't have a team come visit, but folks review it from off-site. And then we'll receive the results of that off-site review by June 30th. So many people were involved in completing the report and deserve accolades, but we all especially owe a huge thank you to, more than anybody else, Dr. David Hunter and the academic deans. Dr. Hunter, he's coming this morning. I should have said, no, David, you need to be there at 9:30 because I'm going to brag on you. I didn't tell him that. So he's not in the audience, but he is coming a little later. So if you see Dr. Hunter, be sure and tell him thank you, because he sits in Columbia and actually tries to coordinate responses, gets information from everybody. And for our academic deans in the audience, I'm going to ask them to please stand, because they have done a tremendous amount of work. And they can all nod and tell you that Dr. Hunter and the academic deans have not had a day, I'm sure, since at least Christmas, that they haven't done some work on the SACS report. So special thank you for those efforts. Now, also related, we had one other SACS item on the agenda this year, and a SACS substantive change request had to be submitted for the USC Union Lawrence location. We've had a location in Lawrence for a long time, but we're actually in a new building. And so that required notification to SACS and a substantive change request that did have a visit related to it. So we had a SACS team come visit in mid-February, and amazingly, when they did their report to the president the day after the visit, the team chair was extremely complimentary, and we received a report with no recommendations. Not one recommendation at all was made out of that SACS visit, and that's extremely rare. So I want to recognize and thank Dean Catalano, Associate Dean Randy Lowell, and Dr. Chris Reinhart. Dr. Reinhart actually directs the site, along with all the others who were involved, in thanking you for that tremendous work with SACS and that great report that was then presented to the president. So let's give everybody a round of applause for the SACS report. Dean Catalano, I didn't make you stand up. How about that? Did you want to? Now, all that said, my last point is to say, now where do we go from here? Obviously we're looking at things that have transpired in the past. We've just finished the blueprint for academic excellence. That's the other thing that the academic deans and Dr. Hunter have been doing constantly. That report was actually just turned in last Friday, March 31st. And we're again very appreciative for all the work that was done on the blueprint on all of our behalf. And what I want to share at this point is that That was looking back at last year. But the university now has a new five-year strategic plan. The university's previous five-year plan just concluded, so they now have, Columbia has come up with a new five-year plan, so we'll be working in the next year to actually develop a long-range plan, a five-year plan for Palmetto College that goes hand-in-hand with the Columbia plan. So as we work on the blueprint for next year, you know, we'll have a one-year blueprint, but we'll also have a five-year plan that goes along with that. So just want to let you know that everybody will be involved. If we're taking a look out 5 years, we're certainly going to want input from everybody. So just be prepared. We'll be working a good bit more on planning. And as we continue to celebrate the past, we certainly always want to look forward to the future and think about where we're going with Palmetto College. So with that said, again, thanks to all of you for your great work, and it's such a privilege to be a part of this team. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan, for that report. We'll bring up now the man of many titles, Dr. Chris Nesmith.
Thank you, Tom. Let me just also add my thanks to Dean Carmichael for hosting us, particularly, and the rest of the USC Salkehatchee folks here. It's always nice to join you here in Allendale. We always appreciate it. And also echo Susan's thanks this morning to members of the Faculty Senate, particularly Tom, the rest of the Executive Committee, Andy. It's been great working with you guys this year. And also Jean, I also have to acknowledge her help and assistance on all things related to Faculty Senate and also TMP. So rely on her very heavily and appreciate everything that she does for our office to keep it running smoothly. I just have a very quick report. Susan mentioned many things that we've been working on this year. And a couple things that I wanted to mention in addition to that is the online course development grants were awarded this spring. Thanks to the members of the committee who worked on that, Sherry Grosso, Professor Sarah Miller, and Professor Maggie Aziz. At least a couple of them are here today, so thank you guys for your work on that this year. I won't read the winners. They will be included in my minutes, or included in the report that goes in the minutes. But thanks to their hard work for the online course development grants for this year. Another quick update on assessment. I always want to kind of bring up the issue of assessment anytime I get a chance to talk to faculty, because it's so important and it really is a thankless task in many ways. So I wanted to at least acknowledge everyone's work on that each year. I know this year many folks in the audience here have worked on assessment in various ways, whether they served as a specialty team member or chair of in their respective area, or whether they served on a review committee developing rubrics and that sort of thing, or whether you are a faculty member who encouraged your students to submit work through the online portal for purposes of assessment. Your work is very much appreciated. I did want to especially acknowledge, I know that a couple of the English folks in the audience have been working recently to serve as reviewers and raters for CMW and INF assessment, particularly English 101 and 102. And they recently had a Columbia campus committee training, and they attended that or did it through two-way video. And that, I wanted to point out, is rating not only for our campuses, but also for the Columbia campus. So in particular, I wanted to acknowledge their support. I know Chris and Suzanne were part of that effort, and was someone else? Yes, very much so, Dana. Thank you so much. Anybody else in the audience that worked on that? So thank you guys for your efforts there, and give them a round of applause too, because I think they deserve that. I did want to point out to folks in here, senators today, that next year we will be looking for a new specialty team member for CMW and INF. and also CMS, which is speech communication. So if you teach in any of those disciplines, particularly English 101, 102, Library 101, and Speech 140, and you're interested in serving as a member of the specialty team next year, let me know or let your academic dean know, and we would love to talk to you about that. Finally, I said it would be brief. I wanted to let you guys know that the Alpha Sigma Lambda Adult Student Honor Society recently had our annual induction ceremony. That is honor society for any student in the BLS and the BOL program who is over the age of 25, has accumulated a certain number of hours, which I don't remember, and has a 3.5 GPA. This year we inducted 13 students into Alpha Sigma Lambda at the Columbia campus on March 28th. I won't read the 13 names to you, but again, those will be included in my report, which I'll submit for the minutes. They came from all of our campuses, so that was a really nice ceremony, and it was a wonderful thing to have. And we also inducted two faculty members as honorary inductees into Alpha Sigma Lambda, which we do every year. And this year, those two members were Professor Sherry Grosso from Sumter and Professor Brian Lai from Salkehatchee. And with that, unless folks have questions, that is my report. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Chris, for that report. We move on to reports from the deans, and I don't believe Dr. Collins is here today, is that correct? Okay. Are there any questions for the Lancaster dean? And then we'll figure out who's going to answer those questions, if there are any questions. Okay. As you may recall, the deans were given the option at the beginning of the year to deliver a short report or to submit the report. Most of the time they choose to submit, but I think because we're on her home turf, Dr. Carmichael would like to deliver a quick report. So, Dr. Carmichael.
Thank you, Tom, and I want to echo a welcome on behalf of all of us at Salkehatchee. I think the dean's got the message. You don't want to hear absolutely every little excruciating detail about how we run the campuses, so the only thing I wanted to share with you were a couple of brag points about our faculty. And just as a personal note, I love to hear what you all are doing. You do some fine work, and we don't have another vehicle for hearing about it unless you share it with us. So if you'll indulge me for like 2 minutes. First of all, I want to congratulate Rodney Stewart, whose paper for British 19th Century History Association Conference has been accepted, and he'll be presenting at the University of Warwick. I kept thinking of a Harry Potter. I'm sure he wouldn't appreciate that, but anyway. Also, Dr. Brian Lai and his student John Risher received a Magellan scholarship for this summer. And let's see, I think I had one other thing to share. Oh, and Dr. Sarah Miller was the student's choice for Professor of the Year, a distinguished professor. So congratulations to them. We'll have three other awards that we give for service teaching and scholarship, but those will be announced next week. So I'll share those at the next Senate meeting. And then just a couple of housekeeping items. We are going to cook out and eat in today because of the 30-knot winds out there. I don't think anybody wants to have a picnic on the grounds. You probably couldn't hold on to your plate. So anyway, we will set up back here for lunch, but because of the glare that comes in the afternoon, we're going to have our afternoon session over in the library. So just wanted you to know where we'd be finishing up our session today. And that concludes my report, unless you have questions. Thank you.
I think you just made off with my agenda, Anne. Yes. Can't. You have to watch your pens, you have to, everything, you just walk off with them. Thanks, Anne, for that report. Do we have questions for Dean Sontag? Okay. Would you like to come talk? Oh, wonderful, Dean Sontag.
We had a very productive period of time since last meeting. And I want to thank Anne for hosting us, thank you, and apologize to
Dr. Elkins for being late and missing the beginning of your speech. Google does lie sometime, and we thought we had enough time to get here, and we didn't, so our apologies. Anyway, quickly, Mary Ellen Belanca published Jane Loudon's Wildflowers, Popular Science and the Victorian Culture of Knowledge in Victorian Writers and the Environment, Eco-Critical Perspectives. Did I get that right, Mary Ellen? Good. Robert Castleberry presented a faculty workshop at the South Carolina Psychological Association a week or so ago, teaching psychology, the psychology curriculum in South Carolina, and the consciousness course. Robert Costello has been working on this paper for a while and successfully had it published. It's called Evidence of a Paleo-American Presence from Upper Lake Marion, Clarendon County, South Carolina. That's in the South Carolina Antiquities Journal. Kajal Ghoshroy received a grant to attend the Royal Horticultural Society meeting in London this May. Did I get that right? Good. Sherry Grosso, as Chris mentioned, was an inductee to Alpha Sigma Lambda, Palmetto College's Adult Honor Society. Andy Kunkka had A Contract with God, The First Kingdom, and the graphic novel, The Will Eisner Jack Katz Letters, published in the inaugural issue of Inks, the Journal of the Comics Society, Comics Study Society. Andy also coordinated and managed and is really responsible for bringing to Sumter the 2017 Sumter Comic Arts Symposium on Friday. That's on our campus, and then on Saturday, it's a community event that's well attended and brings some fun stuff to our campus. And Sal Macias was at South Carolina Psych Association along with Robert and presented a talk on APA's Summit on National Assessment of Psychology. And Robert and Sal took some students with them also to that. Samantha Haxton and Alyssa Sturgill presented a poster called The Acquisition of Scientific Literacy, a Comparison According to Number of Science Classes. So, as you can see, faculty have been very productive, and I'm thankful for that. And I won't read the rest of it, but you can read it at your leisure later. Any questions? Thank you for indulging me.
Buddy, and you made off with my agenda too.
It looks just like mine.
So if you are missing anything, it's the dean's.
Let them say something.
Dr. Catalano.
I know Andy Kunkka, and I'm surprised he has a contract with God. I like our student enrollment, y'all know, was up over 10% this year. We had an enrollment record in fall and spring. I'll say a few things about the faculty. Maggie is this year's teacher of the year. I'd like you all to give her a big hand. As I look around the room, Randy just got a new $30,000 eye tracker that the commission paid for. And we're expecting some more from Randy, although he did publish in the Journal of Cognitive Psychology this year, Impact of Contextual Constraint on a Vocabulary Acquisition in Reading. Randy Ivy has a new book out, A New England Romance and Other Southern Stories. I highly recommend it. Randy organized our literary festival that just ended last weekend. This may be the last time you all see Chris Reinhart. This summer, she's going to go to an Israeli prison to interview female jihadists, and for her new book that she has a contract on, Sexual Jihad, The Role of Islam in Female Terrorism. So when those female terrorists get a hold of her this summer, we hope we see her back. I don't know. It was hard getting in that prison. We just want to get her out at the end of the summer. Things are going well. I can't let this group get together without mentioning parity of funding. Those of you who were here in the old days know that I talked about this every single time, didn't I, Ann? If you look at the proposed budgets this fall, they're always based on last year's FTE, the fall FTE, which at Lancaster was 1174, Salkehatchee 780, Sumter 594, and Union 502. Now, those campuses aren't that different in size. Lancaster's a little bigger because of a former dean they had who really got that place going. But the rest of us are pretty much the same size, and I would like to say that listen to the average dollar per FTE. At Union, it's $1,652 per FTE. We get an appropriation of about $829,000. At Lancaster, it's $1,915 per FTE. Okay, not too far different, but they get $300 more per student. At Saukahatchee, $2,217 per student, which is $600 more per student than Union, which you wouldn't think would be a big difference, but at 500 FTE times $600, that's a lot of money. But here's the big difference. Sumter is coming in at $5,162 per FTE, or over a $3 million appropriation. Now, I don't want Sumter's money, but I hope as you talk to legislators around the state, you emphasize that we all have the same mission and we serve the same students. And it's not fair what's going on in this state that we divide the higher ed political money by politics rather than according to what these students deserve. That's my spiel for the day. Thank you.
Notice that I took my agenda with me. Thank you, Dr. Catalano. Chris. Oh, come right ahead.
And do you see what you started? I just wanted to announce our Teacher of the Year for Extended University, since she's in the audience especially, is Professor Shelley Jones. So congratulate her on that. And otherwise, my dean's report has been submitted electronically. I don't even have a copy with me, and I cannot remember all of the wonderful things that my faculty have done in the recent few months, but you can read it there for yourself. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, we are going to right on time break for, yes, you've got to be kidding me. You want to come up here again? Very good, very good. Okay, and I actually, that was apropos, I was actually going to ask that. So on your agenda, it does say where your session is going to meet. There's a legend over here on the tables. And also you can ask these gentlemen who will direct you. And I did want to mention also, Dr. Carmichael said, lunch is in here, correct? The second session will be in the library, which is over here, and I am going to begin that promptly at 1:05 since we have such a busy afternoon agenda. So until that time, enjoy.